Right now, we have another one of our 5 or 5 series featuring PodCamp Nashville 2011 speakers. 5 questions or 5 minutes with William Griggs in episode 32 of the Nashville Tech Feed.
To the Batmobile.
Just like a crazy person.
Are you pondering what I'm pondering?
You're excited. You feel these nipples.
You have some mighty interesting people online.
Welcome back to the Nashville Tech Feed. This is episode 32. I'm David Brongi, your host, and I want to thank you for listening. All the show information, including show notes and how to subscribe, is at NashvilleTechFeed.com. So go there, check it out, leave a comment or a voicemail. We'd love to hear from you. We continue our PodCamp Nashville themed 5 or 5 series. That's 5 questions or 5 minutes, whichever comes first. But first, I want to make sure you know what is and when is PodCamp Nashville. First, it's on March 26, 2011 at Cadillac Ranch in downtown Nashville. Now, the part from the website. It's a forum for bloggers, marketers, content creators, educators, podcasters like me, and the like to gather, network, and learn about the latest trends and tricks and technologies in the interactive world. You can visit podcampnashville.org, where you can go sign up to attend and pick the sessions that you want to see. It's free if you didn't know. Session signups are continuing. The final room assignments and schedule is due out any day now, and we're continuing our podcasts highlighting presentations of high quality from talented people which may not have the exposure I think they deserve. Unlike PodCamp Nashville, I get to pick what I want to highlight, and I am going to. That's what this series is all about, highlighting great presentations that I think you might miss. In episode 31, we had John Pichetta about his session, Music Row 2.0, how Nashville keeps the title of Music City in the new entertainment world. In this episode, we have joining us William Griggs to answer our 5 questions about his presentation, Hustlenomics 101, from idea to business, tips, tools, and tactics at work. Welcome to the show, William. Are you ready for the 5 or 5?
I'm ready. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Do you want to give a little overview of the Give Year? So I'll let you kind of people understand a little bit more of what your startup is all about, if you can.
Yeah. Give Year is a social enterprise that looks to harness recent college graduates and provide them with an opportunity to serve. So we're very similar to Teach for America, which is getting a lot of publicity, except for in Teach for America's case, they would say, hey, you're a marketing major. Looks like your math scores are great. We'll make you a math teacher, put you in high-need school. We would say, hey, you're a marketing major. It's because you have an interest in that, a passion for that. We'll put you in a one-year program where you can provide those types of services to nonprofits and for-profit startups. So we create individualized opportunities for different types of recent college graduates to give back using their specific sets of skills, interests, and passions.
That's very cool. Before we get into our questions, I actually brought up another question. So what brought this to your – this idea to you? I mean, just to start this.
Yeah. So, you know, I have the interest and the passion in business and interactive and digital media. And there wasn't necessarily a direct connection to helping people or improving lives. So I fought long and hard for a long time, and an idea kind of popped in my head about how I can use my set of skills to give back and impact people. So I thought, oh, well, that's kind of selfish. Why not create programs to allow other people to do that? So we have a big picture vision where we want to harness all sorts of majors. But the first is we're starting with Give Your Business, where we harness business-related majors and provided services such as PR, website design development, social media, and graphic design to nonprofits and for-profit startups.
Very cool. It's a great idea, and I'm glad it's being done here in Music City. It seems like we're starting to become a startup, you know, place to go, and a lot of people are talking about it, and I'm glad it's not just Boulder or other places like that. I think Nashville's finally coming into its own, especially with the Entrepreneur Center downtown, and then we've got the Colab and eSpace and all those things that kind of help get things going and, you know, jumpstart. So exciting stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, we're actually incubating out of the Nashville Entrepreneur Center currently.
No, I haven't had a chance to get down there. I've had a couple of Nashville 2.0 events have happened down there, and I just they've conflicted, and I really need to go down there and check it out.
Yeah, it's a great space to work and a great space to share ideas and make progress.
Yeah, that's definitely something I need to do. All right, so we jump into our five or five. Let's first tell people your topic is Hustlenomics 101, from ideas to business, tips, tools, and tactics that work. And these questions are going to relate directly to that. So let's start the timer right now. And let me pull my questions up because I've done some tabs open. First question, why should I attend your session at PodCamp Nashville March 26th at Cadillac Ranch in downtown Nashville?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we all have ideas, ideas that we think can make us millions, or in my case, ideas that I think can change the world. And so what my session is targeted to people who have an idea but are unsure what to do next or even the first step to take. So if you want to know kind of the first steps to take to make your idea into a reality, you'll want to sign up for my session.
Excellent. Number two, above all else, what is the one thing you want your attendees to take away from your session?
Yeah, so similar to the last question, the one concept I want attendees to take away from my session is how to proceed with a new idea. You know, we can't begin to cover all the topics and all the things we need to launch a successful company, but we can cover the first few steps that will set you apart from the pack, help you establish your credibility, and increase your odds of success.
Yeah, I was wondering how you're going to pack that all into, was it 35 minutes?
Yeah.
It seems such a daunting task. So you're just going into the first few ways to get the ball rolling.
Right. Get the ball rolling, build momentum, and build credibility. That's going to help improve your odds for success.
Okay. Number three, what prompted you to pick the topic of your presentation? And we kind of covered that a little bit in the beginning, but I want you to go into the full detail again.
Yeah. So this topic is, like we kind of determined, is very near and dear to my heart and something that I've been living out the last 6 months as I launched GiveEar. And I've been a student of this topic out of necessity and having to learn many helpful things along the way. And I want to kind of share my knowledge and findings with others to help shorten their path to success.
Now, were you involved in any startups before you started GiveEar?
I've been involved in a couple in a different capacities. One being mycollegeroadtrip.com, where I served as the COO, basically doing day-to-day operations. And then I've helped with a couple others, advising roles.
Okay. Next question. If for some reason I couldn't attend your session that day, what supporting session topic would you recommend? Like, if I just couldn't be there and, like, you have to see this other session if you can't see mine.
Right. Yeah. So I was actually looking at the website earlier today and I found a new one I didn't think was on there earlier. It's I think it's called We Did, Stories of Startups, a Panel of Starters and Investors. I think that one will be very helpful for especially my type of audience. You know, it's great. It'll be a great opportunity to hear some people that have been successful and hear about their story. Ours is really complimentary to that because a lot of times when you hear people speak about what they've done, it's a really general overview of how, and it's not much. There are not many takeaways. So what we would do is if we are partnering up with them, we would break it down. We would break down how did they come up with the idea? What was the first step they took? Who did they get on board? And so it would be a great complimentary session to attend.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one yet. Somebody must have dropped out because I've been looking up and down the sessions for quite a while since I've been doing these podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll have to put that one on my list to do. Next question. And final question. We're just blowing through these. You're prepared. We have 1 minute left, too.
Oh, man.
What is your preparation process in creating your presentation, and how much time do you typically spend on it before standing in front of a live audience to give?
Yeah, so, you know, another Nashville startup or another Nashville company is Ethos 3, and I kind of admire what they've been doing to kind of push the presentation envelope, if you will, both in terms of quality of presentation, but also kind of the expectation of viewers. No one wants to sit around and watch a PowerPoint presentation that has exactly what you're going to say on it. So I kind of take the Ethos 3 mentality and try to craft custom presentations. And so the last event I spoke at was a bar camp a little while ago that I spent the month leading up to the event building out the outline, storyboarding, and designing the presentation in Photoshop to where it's an engaging and an exciting speaking opportunity. So, you know, this event is no different. I'm spending time currently developing the outline and developing storyboards before going into Photoshop and really making it pretty.
Well, you just beat the clock. Here we go.
Yes. There it is.
Yes. Yeah. Well, perfect timing. I'm just going to tell you that the way you're doing your presentation even makes me want to attend it even more, because Ethos 3, I really admire those guys, especially who's the lead guy over there?
Scott, I think is his name.
Scott, I forgot his last name. I'm sorry, Scott, if you're listening to this, but it was at ethos3.com, I believe. Mm-hmm. So, well, that was the five or five. You answered all five, and you got it in 5 minutes. So, William, I appreciate you taking the time to share about your presentation at PodCamp 2011, which is Hustlenomics 101, From Idea to Business, Tips, Tools, and Tactics That Work. And we're going to end the show like we always end it. How can we find you online?
Yeah, I blog at williamgriggs.com, and that's G-R-I-G-G-S. And then my Twitter is William_Griggs.
Thanks again. I look forward to seeing your presentation at PodCamp 2011, March 26th, Cadillac Ranch, downtown. The Nashville Tech Feed is part of the techpodcast.com network, where you can go to techpodcast.com/Nashville Feed, where you can find our podcasts there as well. And because of them, we are on the Roku box. So on your Roku box, go look for techpodcasts.com. Finally, we need your help. We're doing our yearly survey, and we need you to go to nashvilletechfeed.com/survey. Take the 5-minute questionnaire. Help us find out what we're doing right and wrong, and hopefully in the future let us get some advertisers so that it'll pay for things that we want to do, like expand to more shows, maybe. Again, thank you, and next episode we're doing our final 5 or 5 for PodCamp Nashville.